to the Jeff Forrest Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning. 251-343-0106 to be in touch with the show. You got to text me. That's how we will go back and forth. See a bunch up. We will get more into that later in the program. Still to come on the program about an hour from now, Joey Clark, News Talk 93.1 in Montgomery, our Wednesday regular, and then 11 o'clock hour, a good friend of the program, Congressman Barry Moore from the 2nd Congressional District, soon to be the 1st Congressional District. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. But I'm excited for our next guest, one of the most popular guests. We had her on a few weeks ago in the history of this program. But former Mobile City Councilwoman Bess Rich joins us on the line. Councilwoman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and thanks for asking me to join you today. Appreciate it. Well, I'm glad it's popular. Not necessarily me being popular, but the topic of the chief now being fired. That's why you have the interest in the community. It's huge.
Yeah, and people, from what I can tell, the perception is, at least among many, is that there was some kind of wrong here committed. And it just doesn't look like the system in place has any ability to right the wrong. Maybe I'm not privy to some of the details, Councilwoman, but what am I missing here? What happened yesterday doesn't seem to be in line with kind of what the will of the governed is.
Well, I think that was made clear during their pre-conference, before they actually go into the council meeting to make it official what they are doing and voting on. There was some commentary from the council members about that they were hearing from lots of people and they wanted to be able to be very transparent and they wanted to, do what the residents and citizens were contacting them about, and that is to investigate what had transpired for the mayor to put on the council agenda a removal of someone with such public status in the community and who had only been appointed, I guess, a little over 2 years ago and then seemed to fall out of grace with the administration. When that happened, Chief Prime was never able to come forward and was never asked to come to the council or to meet with them. He was a public official, which gave him the opportunity to only do that in public, which he was actually not afraid to face. And they never asked him to come in. That to me is mind-boggling. And yet they all voted in unanimously to remove him from his position. And now he becomes a ordinary citizen, so to speak. He's no longer a public official, and when they talk about him, they can go through executive session, they can claim there are legal reasons to do that, and it kind of takes it all out of the public realm, which is what people were actually trying to communicate to council to please make this very transparent.
What do you suppose they're thinking is here? Because I see why maybe a member or a few members on the council, but I mean, it was pretty, I mean, it was, with the exception of Councilman Daves, I mean, it was unanimous on all of this stuff. And
yes,
that's what I don't understand, because you would have thought there had been at least one or two dissents.
Well, the thing is, they talked as though that was moving in that direction, but between the pre-conference and then going down to the council, then calling a recess, which I never heard of, except for maybe a short break if the meeting had gone on so long, and then just coming right back. But they went to a committee meeting. Never heard of that in the middle of, what is normally council time as far as meeting. And then they came back, and that wasn't even live streamed because I guess the system broke down and wasn't able to capture what actually happened at that meeting portion, which was very important to citizens. But let's go back, because when I was on your radio show that so many people were listening to, we talked about the memorandum that basically spelled out the terms for the removal. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I mean, it's very aggressive. It was like, hey, you can have all this, or we will proceed.
Exactly. And the part that is stunning to me is that when you look at option two, exactly as it was spelt out in that option prior to any of this becoming very public is exactly what happened. Because when you look at the last thing, it says vote of council is there. And I don't know how anybody in the administration can read the mind of council without talking to them. So there was some discussion at that, you know, was made known as a, you know, element in what were the two terms. Either go quietly and we do this, this, and this. Your reputation is great. You don't go quietly and all of your reputation is ruined and we'll make sure of it. And don't forget that we have the votes. And so this is also the same firm that the mayor expressed at the top of their pre-conference looked into any of the grievances or complaints about some of the work that pursued after it left council for a contract and how it had changed. This is the same firm that the mayor is hanging like his hat on that they didn't see anything wrong. This is the same firm that handed this document. This document alone should have been reviewed publicly by the council, because this is not the way to handle removal from office with all kinds of public funds involved and a public official. To me, it's not rocket science. And to think that nobody questions the fact that the same firm with the letterhead for the threatening terms of how he was to leave is the same firm that said all those contracts. We'll talk about the spot shooter contract. Are you familiar with that one?
Yes, yes.
Okay. The chief had raised some concerns. His organization, his command force, had basically signed off that spot shooter wasn't doing what it was cracked up to do. Not the only city that came to that conclusion after having it on board. They didn't want to see any more money at this point go into that type of technology. It wasn't working. However, because there was a gentleman in that intelligent unit, the cyber unit, so to speak, which is also, you know, this is so, it's got a lot of moving parts, but the chief was actually had no authority within the intelligence division of his department. I would think that the council would want to investigate why that was the case.
The part I can't get past is, why is the council so deferential to this administration? And I mean, in the past, you know, we watched them sue over like a spokesman, right? And on this one, it's like, okay, whatever you say, Mayor.
Well, okay, you have a strong council, but each individual council member is basically a weak link unless they lock arms together. Then they are the top of the chain for initiatives, budgeting, all of the things that really move a city, okay? And that it was by design with the Zogby Bill, because there were people left out of the equation till 1985. And so everyone got 1/7 of the whole, and they even made it a supermajority. We won't go into details about that. I had no problem with it because it meant the consensus. However, the mayor is the one that moves contracts. Only the council can affirm a contract and give the mayor permission to sign. The mayor has no vote. He can veto, but that's rarely happens. And so when you have a mayor that can move the muscle of government and either hold back initiatives that a council member would like to see achieved for their constituents in their particular district, if you don't play along, you are locked out. And it's very similar to what happened to Chief Prime, former Chief Prime now. And as a council member, I questioned, which shouldn't have been any news to anybody. That's what I did the entire time I was there. You question because you don't want to see an overreach. And you also make sure that your voice is heard within that consensus that's moving forward. What? When I was there, I was called in to see the mayor. And I was basically told I was problematic. I was problematic. It wasn't the district. It was my personality. And it got a little testy. I mean, he handed me a note that basically outlined what he was so disappointed in me. And then when I tried to take it, because I was horrified with what it said, he snatched it back. And so I had no proof. And there was somebody in the office, but it was a secretary that was no longer in the personnel board. They worked directly for the mayor. And this was more of a political issue, people could say, just didn't get along, or vice versa, whoever, you know, liked whatever the initiative was. And so I, you know, really couldn't make any issue out of it, and I chose not to. Maybe if that person had been personnel, I would have said, could you kind of speak out? And, you know, if you get addressed by the press that there was really a very nasty meeting that took place, and that I just didn't want to compromise her, and I realized that she worked directly for the mayor. She was out of the personnel system. She had no comfort zone. And so I let it go. But I was hopeful that maybe in time, because this was maybe in the second term early, that I experienced that, and I was hoping that maybe it would repair, and it never repaired, because I never heard from the mayor again, and he never asked me anything as far as, you know, come up and speak and talk about your district or, you know, whatever was on your mind, and it just, I never well, worked.
This is what it looks like to me, Councilwoman, is just based on your experiences there, that when the mayor... We have sort of an image of what Mayor Stimson is, and I've been in his office, and he's, you know, he has this kind of brand, right? But if necessary, he'll play brass knuckles hardball politics.
Yes, or be maybe one chain away from that, so as not to be able to take credit. But at the top, you have to realize that it's definitely there from that one individual, which is the common denominator. The idea that you could have a chief of police not being able to go directly to the intelligence division in order to get information. He got a video from another law enforcement agency and had to then show it to the mayor. And, you know, the mayor was alarmed. This shouldn't be happening in the community. Happened to be in the district that I used to represent. And it was very alarming. So why was that? Why would there not be just a clear path? I mean, the budget, it's the budget for policing. He should be able to know exactly, you know, what's being budgeted and why they're budgeting it. And the thing is, the spot shooter, I had a sense when the council said that the spot shooting and, you know, the stuff with the contract that went out the door in one manner, came back in another, was a non-issue because spot shooter is no longer part of a city initiative. My question would have been and is still, if it's no longer, is it because the chief spoke publicly about this contract that the person who was looking for the grant and is a contractual appointment, is not, you know, someone from the police department, but runs the cyber unit, basically wanted that $5.1 million Justice Department grant, and the city gets so much money based on its size, and actually wrote it and then sent it off for a third-party review to make it look like it was working well. And that should have been investigated, how that was able to transpire. It doesn't matter that they don't have shooter in town anymore. They're not going another 3 years with that grant.
Right. There was some wrongdoing there, potentially, and it doesn't matter if they abandoned the program or not. The wrongdoing is still the wrongdoing.
It's
and
still
that's
on the
what,
table.
Yeah, yeah. That's what needs to be looked at here and figure out. Were you surprised at the way yesterday unfolded?
When I look at the memorandum, no. and I think I predicted it based on the memorandum, because there isn't anything that isn't already accomplished through the different chain of process, or they wouldn't put it in writing that that was going to happen to you. And so I am disappointed, because I thought there would be a great level of understanding that people want this transparent. When the chief lost his public title, his public official title, he becomes a private citizen, and they can go behind closed doors. They couldn't do that if he still held his title. That, I think, was the emphasis to make sure that he was removed.
Well, I think this one's going to go, still got some chapters to be played out. But Councilwoman, thank you for coming on short notice, and we always appreciate you.
I'd like to come back if you'd like to have me, because there is so much more that has to be known to the public, and just the lawsuit with the fire department, all of the people that are now contractual in every single department of city government. That was not what the Zogby bill said. And nobody can really get a clear path on that. That's why the council was sued initially. We wanted to know what the numbers of people were that worked directly for the mayor and not for the citizens, per se, by being part of the personnel board. The signature on the check, which every check that you get from the city has the mayor's signature, but this one meant a lot more for people that did not get a civil servant position. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And that has really made it extremely dangerous for what's going on right now. And the chief is at the end result of that. And yes, I hope there's a way for him to continue a path to make sure he's heard. And the thing about him running for mayor, and then the mayor making that he was doing this for political purposes, that is absolutely wrong for the mayor to say, and just wish him the best of luck, or whatever that article that ran in AL.com, and also to say how difficult he was and how awful he was to his people, and his people, again, worked directly for him, and they might end up at the end of the chain like Paul did if they question. And that's got to tell you something. It really does. And the council should have investigated all of this.
Guess what? We got to leave it there. We're short on time. But thanks for coming on. Yeah, we'll absolutely do it again soon. And okay. Like I said, thanks for coming on such short notice.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Appreciate the time.
All right. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Night, sleep all day. I ain't at my best.